Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it out of
thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi, all. Hey, guys. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. This is episode 130 of the Oprah Rose
Welcome
Show. Thank you for bearing with us. We were off last week. Life, I say that every time, but it is what it is.
No,
everybody,
thing.
Yeah, everybody be busy. Like even everybody.
That's always your like your high key voice
when I'm like lying or feeling bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always in the upper register.
That's why I also just don't, not that I was lying about that, but that's also why I can't lie, because the inflections of my voice just, they'll be like, well, I don't even know. So, yeah, I
it's like either you're lying or you really mean it.
Yeah, yeah. Or I just feel bad, right. You know, so you're like, I'm cowering over here, guys. y'all know, like and subscribe. I think we do have a listener letter for today.
We do.
So make sure you email your questions or statements or whatever comments into the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. And as always, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And you can find us wherever you find, listen to your podcast.
Word.
Also, shout out to The Shade Room for featuring your girls and your guy.
Thanks.
Which one was that? I don't know what y'all did.
This was like about a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago.
But
the one about, you know, sitting on your bed, like, I don't know what y'all
Norman.
Do that. Yeah. That's her name? Norman?
Yeah, yeah. It's a guy.
But how is she
presenting?
Exactly.
You're right. How is she presenting? The name is conflicting a little bit.
It's Norman Freeman.
But that's more of a masculine name.
I would say so.
But she is presenting as a woman.
I'm gonna keep myself out of this Thanks, Norman.
What I think Norman does is I think he dresses up as different characters to be funny.
Okay, got it.
So he does these videos like on Instagram and they live
that
on
was
Twitter
my first
well.
Time seeing it.
Yeah. Different wigs, different types of videos, different characters, all
okay,
that. One character in particular was one we took a clip that was like floating around on social media where it was like, in this clip in particular, he was going to a nail salon and getting his nails done. And the Asian lady was like saying all this stuff in the background, and so he like sits down, is like, look, I don't know where you think where you from, but we don't do that around here. So our post, the Oprah Rose post, had said, when your new nigga come over and he sit on your bed with his outside clothes on.
I think, and me and G were like, new nigga, old nigga, like
same nigga,
like
these niggas
sit,
don't got no home training.
Nah.
Yeah, don't sit on the bed, especially like, and I feel like we talked about this, like, do not sit on the bed. You've been sitting on the train, like
it's straight savagery.
Yeah, like I don't even sit on them brown things no more because I had heard at a point in time they carry bed bugs, and then I do sit on the train because my feet be hurting.
I sit on the train. The benches. While you're waiting.
Yeah.
Them things had bed bugs. I'm never like waiting long enough to sit.
Because the MTA stay fucking up.
No, let me stop because you're right. I am always waiting, but it's always mad people waiting, so there's never a space sit anyway.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah, but shout out to Norman. I realized today the importance also of just like, I never watch anything with sound. So like last night, my friends were referencing like the Kaya one where she's like, Like, that's just they kept saying it, and I didn't get it until like literally this morning I watched it. Yeah,
it's,
I mean, it's
so
like,
many.
I turned the sound on for that Kawaii, whatever. What's his name? So I wasn't even. I would just be on Twitter like,
it's literally a new meme every fucking day.
So I was like, I gotta start turning the sound on.
Introduce you to his fine friend as his girlfriend. Hey,
I can't.
You gotta let it be known.
Yeah, it's so many memes. The one with Kaya with the one hitting, it was like, Kendrick, every time I'm in the streets, I hear,
That's what that's why I had to turn on the sound, because I was like, what? And I thought, I honestly literally didn't think there was a sound. Good night. I cannot.
I love Kaya. Shout out to Kaya.
Problematic like, a little bit. But right.
She's problematic as fuck, but I'm sorry. I'm a fan.
I can't. What else is going on? G was at homecoming, celebrating your homecoming.
I was. I'm sitting in here with my Clark Atlanta University.
Yes, come on, alma mater.
C-A-U.
Can I ask a really dumb question? What is the difference of an alma mater? I can't even talk. Or an almer. Is that how you say it?
Isn't
I didn't realize it was two different ones.
Okay. Next case. Don't people be like alma mater?
Some of these words are saying it wrong, but it's alma mater.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I also can't read. I had fun at home.
Home was a good time. It's always a good time.
So you call it home.
I call it home.
So you don't say homecoming. It's
We say homecoming, but like it's always referenced as like a place of home. Like even I think homecoming is like just the general word, but even other people will reference like Spellhouse, they'll reference like going to homecoming is going home.
Mm. So I love like that. You know, you grow.
And,
you know,
and it has that, it's that, that place, that sense, you know,
not having like a sense of like
school pride and.
Because I just wasn't connected to it, so it's literally my biggest regret. Like the fact that I was in Baltimore and did not go to Howard's homecoming, went to Morgan's, and yeah,
that's so interesting. Yeah, because it's how. But you know what? In your defense, Howard homecoming isn't home to y'all, in my opinion.
Like, no, I people think go hard. People. Everyone I know that goes back. Like, really? I'm the only person I know that's like.
But I feel like it's so many outsiders though that like
it is. But the like the tailgates and stuff are still very much like how y'all. It's like still the same people that you went to school with. It's literally just me. Like, I still know
and
people that go back
like
and
different
feel
parts of the yard and meet up and all of that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's still the same. Yeah. Literally, it's my biggest regret of school is not being involved.
What do you think could have changed that? Do you think if you had a went like maybe left and not went like so close to
home?
Yeah,
absolutely. I think if I couldn't go home every weekend, I would have stayed. I wouldn't have had a choice. And so I would have had to have stayed. And I think because I was so close, I could just be like, oh, I'm going to go home and da 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 da. But again, neither here nor there. That was like 29 years ago. So.
Child, at HBCU will throw their homecoming in your face.
All day.
Y'all are welcome. Every weekend.
Next year is my 15-year anniversary in Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
With these red nails.
Right.
I saw a diamond form just now. Right. What just happened?
I know. I'm like, I'm a Delta like twice a year.
I can't.
I'm so trash.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm going to fix that.
So
I promise.
So she stay throwing up that Dynasty sign.
I was like, what is that Kanye lyric? I was actually trying to think of it. Yes,
she a Delta, so she been throwing that Dynasty sign. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So you had a good storm. It rained during your homecoming.
It rained. It was literally like a tropical storm that was occurring. So it wasn't just like what we see outside right now. It's like literally
a storm.
A storm.
I've never seen it. I didn't even think it rained in Atlanta.
Global warming. I mean, because this is not rainy season, okay? Yeah. Like, because I think it rained. So when y'all hear this, it'll be like last weekend, which was Spellhouse homecoming. Right. I think it rained during theirs, too. And I was like, good, I hope it pours because it ruined ours. But niggas was still turned up. Like, it was like rain, sleet, shine, nothing. It don't matter. We out here because you spend so much money. If you are like celebrating an anniversary of some sort, whether it's like a line or a class year or whatever, or if you just said, fuck it, like, let's get a tent. Yeah. And, you know, all of those things are investment. You already booked the caterer. You already paid X amount of dollars for alcohol.
We already here.
You already got your matching outfits.
Right. But we're gonna make the best of this.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why I said, no, I feel like every school, like this past weekend, like I feel like everyone on my timeline was either at
G-Ho or Spellhouse.
Or Spellhouse. Yeah. I'm all like G-H-O-E. Like I'm
Where's
like
G-Ho?
North Carolina A&T.
Oh, okay.
How like why they call it G-Ho? I don't know. I need somebody to tell me.
You know, I was like, I don't know.
And because then they're like, their mascot is Aggie. Which,
right.
I don't know what an Aggie is.
Isn't it like a dog?
Is it?
I don't know.
Woo-hoo.
Me, listen,
shout out to G-Ho.
Right, sorry, I went to a PWC. I have no ideas about HBCUs
at
all.
I'm just now,
which is also
knowing
a regret
people
a
from
bit too.
G-Ho. Like, oh shit, you did go to G-Ho.
I found out on my timeline. Everybody is a G-Ho.
Yeah,
or it is a G-Ho. Went to
Aggie
or Aggie. Yeah, like, yeah. This is okay. So G, it's just I don't know. Greatest homecoming on earth.
So I've never been to a G-Ho homecoming, but
I hear
there's, I guess if it was like a top three, it's them, Spellhouse, and Howard. Those are like the three that are arguably like the best homecomings.
Okay. Okay. Well, shout out
anyway,
to y'all.
But I've never been a G-Ho, so we don't know.
Shout out to G. Y'all was like,
come
what is
on, but shout out to y'all. Coming on earth.
Right?
I need to see that band. I'm sure the band goes off. That's one thing I miss.
Yeah. The bands.
Yeah.
I have been, listen, and if y'all go to some schools.
I miss playing in the band.
If y'all go to some schools and are in the band, please reach out to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. I need a band director to like get our music in the bands. Like,
okay.
It's like actually a really, like, low key, I'm about to give a business idea. Because I actually wanted to start this, but I don't have the time.
So you need them, like, transposed to all of the instruments that are in the band? Like the
No, like how
the
they
song?
Play Megan Thee Stallion and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, right. We can get sheet music, but for the band,
oh, okay.
Like, that's not the issue.
Oh, but just to get
it's,
them to play
it's
it.
So difficult. No, it's just so difficult to find someone. Like
to do the sheet music
just to find someone to go to the... Just to find someone that's in the band to actually do it. Mm. So I've had, like, 99,000 conversations at different schools of, like... play this song or talk to this person that's on the homecoming committee, but then they don't know the person with the band and then this person and that person. So there almost just needs to be like,
yeah,
a
you may need to talk to like the school, like the education department.
But
talk
we've talked
to
that.
Really?
Like, it's a really difficult thing to find. And this has been for like every homecoming.
Damn.
I'm actually so glad that they're over. I don't even have to think about this anymore, but please reach out if you are active in your school because need you. Yeah. I'm like doing work. I'm like, I've been trying to get people on the performance shit, like all of that type of shit. Like, it's actually really big. Like, it's bigger.
It is. You need, if you need a band, like, you need to be in like Southern. They band is like amazing.
I don't even curse.
Them Louisiana. Them Louisiana.
That's what I mean. I really need a school in Orlando.
Florida.
Yeah, I need a school. I need a school in Florida. Yeah, okay, I don't need to get that specific as Orlando, but I need a school in Florida.
Yeah, that's the marching. FAM is the marching 100.
Yes,
and their band is.
That emoji. I don't be knowing shit about.
But that's nobody would know. I was in here, so that's the only reason.
Right, she used to go to band camp.
I used to go to band camp.
So
right?
She know all about
geek,
the band.
Which I heard that last song on Kanye West's album, and I just literally played it on loop. And I was like, oh my God, I really want to pull my trumpet out of fucking hibernation because the way it's like 49 seconds long. And it is just the most amazing, beautiful
so you did
building
listen to Kanye's
of a brass.
Album.
I didn't even hear the last song.
Man, that's the only song worth listening to be honest.
I think the intro was good too.
Yeah, the intro was cool. I listened because I really love gospel music. So mm-hmm. I was intrigued. I didn't even realize it came out that day.
I don't
and
it
then
was
you
like
were
a surprise.
Talking about
yeah, I think,
it.
And I don't think anyone did.
And then even when you sent like the whole like little promo thing to our group chat, I was like, okay, cool. Maybe I'll pull up. But then Punch texted me and he was like, yo, have you heard the Kanye album? He was like, you have to listen, it's terrible. And I'm like, well, I actually like gospel music, so I may not have that same type of feedback. And so then I listened, and I mean, it wasn't good, but
it's not bad. Listen, I don't, this sounds crazy saying, like, I don't actively listen to gospel music, but you know, I love Kanye.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone in my office was playing it. So honestly, that's really how I heard it. I haven't like sat with it to listen to it in my headphones. And I just was like, it's cool. It's like a gospel rap album, if you will.
Right. Pretty much.
I don't even know.
But he wasn't talking about shit. And that's the thing that was like, I never even heard the lyrics. He must have fell out with all his old writers or something or maybe like the people he said he wanted them to abstain from sexual interactions,
premarital sex, while working on the album,
and most of his writers probably said, "Nigga, fuck this."
Well, hope Chick-fil-A gave a check.
I like that song. I do.
That song is terrible.
I like that song. I did like it. But I would never go back and be in the car and be like, let me hear Closed on Sunday. It's like getting ready for something and go listen to it.
Yeah, the only thing I'll listen to again is that last song.
And I definitely didn't. Like you said, I didn't even get that far. I don't. Listen, Kanye needs so much help. Like, I didn't see that Zane Lowe interview. I haven't either.
It's pretty long. It's a lengthy interview.
Really? Yeah, so I'm definitely not going to see it.
It's on YouTube now.
Still not going to watch it. So, he needs the basis of him and just the progression of him, if you really think about it. Like, he needs so much help. Like, something, I mean, we've talked about this, but this is nothing new. This is nothing groundbreaking that no one has ever said before. But, like, when you really think about it, then I was like, this is also gimmicky, because like, what else was he gonna do next? Like, again, we all know it's gimmicky, but then I really was like, well, what else could he do next? Like, what else can he rap about next? You have literally rapped about your mother, you know, losing your mother,
right?
Chicago, like, bitches, like, you rapped about everything. Like, what else were you gonna talk about?
Ever dealt with that? Like, I think after his mom passed, everything
I don't think he has either. And I really had to, not just Kanye, but I think like everyone, I guess, star wise, like entertainment wise, I had to really like, I was very critical of Kanye, critical of him, critical of anybody who is like somewhat a leader. And I'm doing like air quotes. And it's, I've been critical because I'm like, oh my God, you're this person. You've accomplished so much. You should be here in thought. You should be here in life.
It's worse.
And all
it's worse. Right. It's worse. It's but actually worse. Yeah.
That's how I was. I don't think I thought I was doing that. And then it was like, I was being so critical of him. Yeah. Like, especially when that whole Trump thing happened. And it's like, damn, you have to give people time to like grow and learn, like in their space, in their life. You don't know where they are, what they're experiencing, because you want that. Mm-hmm. I want that from people. You know, I'm not perfect. Right. And so I had to like, oh man, I definitely don't agree with his political views. Still not really like there with him, but I have to have compassion. We all have to have compassion. And so it's kind of crazy. I'm actually more of a fan of Kim these days than him, but that's just really kind of all of the shit she's doing black people.
Somebody said Kim ain't going to law school for nothing. Like, she about to get her damn law degree. Not that she needs it to, like, leave him, but, like, this nigga's clearly gone off his rocker.
He's off of his rocker, so I don't know. I mean, me and Punch was also having a conversation. I was like, I don't think that this Jesus quest is really ingenuine. I do think that it's gimmicky, but if we remember correctly, he's always been talking about his relationship with God.
Well, and I think that's why he can do it. It's not super far-fetched. Right. It's like,
and then even when we get to like him selling merch and all of this other stuff, when we think about Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes, and this is of no shade, but they capitalize off of the gift of God. Like,
I think he called this the merch tithes. I think I did read that somewhere. I'm not saying it's not problematic and fucking ridiculous,
but I think when we're looking at it from a very like overview, overarching point of view, it's like you are kind of calling the kettle black, you know, when you're looking at how he's monetizing off of music and gospel of assortment. And we have so many like mass preachers, your Joel Osteens, who do the same thing, you know?
No, absolutely. And like you said, we do hold him to a higher standard. But I really think that to be an artist, there's some screws loose. Like, you're also just not a normal person.
You're right.
Like, I would never, ever, ever want any parts of that. Like, never, ever, ever. So, like you said, he's never dealt with this shit with his mother, so you're dealing with all of these things in front of everybody, and then you're involved in literally, arguably, the most famous family, like, ever.
Yeah.
But then this is when I'm like, nigga, you are crazy. You toted your wife being in, you know, like you changed her whole image, you know, and you did all these things and you rap about how you like how sexy she is and how she's in. Like, I think it was, I was listening to Drunken Love, the remix with him on it, and I was like, this is like disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
a lot. It was like
it was
nasty.
Really nasty.
To be your wife, like, don't be talking about like that. I'm a prima donna. Like,
right.
Don't be talking about like.
Right. I don't give a fuck how many niggas seen my pussy in that goddamn video.
We're past that. You are my husband. So now to then pivot and be like, oh, I don't like when you dress sexy. What? What is what? You
just
like
you're
it.
On your journey.
Spiritual, right. Yeah. On your own journey.
The pause in between journey and your.
I was like, okay, Kim.
She wanted to be like, just because you're on your shit.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's how she said it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. That's how she gave it up to him, honey. Yeah. I was like, all right. You're going to stand up, Kimberly.
Listen, the fact that they're still together, I'm surprised.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know how much longer it has.
Yeah. I think that there's, I mean, I don't see it from them by any means. I think this is probably the most that I've ever like seen discourse. I'm also not really checking for them like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't work, especially the little clip that I saw floating with that you sent actually with Big Boy with him saying like your wife got
the internet, your girl.
You think you got your girl, but Instagram got your girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Instagram then Big got Boy, your bitch.
Yeah, Instagram yes, got yes, your bitch. Yes, and how social media has ruined relationships.
Yeah, and then Big Boy says, but isn't that your whole family? It's like.
Now, that one I actually do want to watch.
He didn't really answer that question.
He didn't.
No.
He skated around that. He was like, yeah, everybody, you know, we all go to the hospital and everybody just say, I'm at the hospital.
And that's they was looking what? At him that's like, oh, he said. Just said some deep shit we not following. Like, right. No, that
really?
Nigga just said something frantic.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't answer the question at all.
No. Mm-mm.
And he always references when he had his, I don't know what you want to call it, panic attack. And he was like rushed to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Like 2 years ago or something.
And he always says like people like will think of that in him and like try to talk.
I forgot about it.
He brought it up in both interviews about him having that attack and being rushed to the hospital and on all of that.
But what did social media have to go to? Because we knew about it because of social media.
We knew about it because of social media. Yeah.
I mean, listen, social media, it is the best, worst thing. You can literally become famous off that bitch, and then it can destroy some shit, like, completely. It is what it is. I don't know. And I'm also not one of those people that's like, oh, I have to, like, delete my IG because it's for saying it. And I get it if you feel as though you need to do that. I also only follow meme pages. So I think it's, like, what you choose to feed yourself.
Sure.
Yeah, because at one point I was, like, only following, like, fly bad bitches and was like, I'm about to go broke.
Yeah.
Like, I want a new bag every other weekend.
Same.
So I was like, unfollow. And now I only follow meme pages.
I had to put the shit down. I was like, I'm on this too much. I have to put this shit down.
I do look at, don't you have an hourly, don't you have a...
I have an Instagram activity monitor where it'll like tell me that if I've been on for like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then like once the notification comes, it's like, whoops, bye Instagram.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. I haven't installed any type of like monitoring, but I'm very like, it's in the front of my mind to not just,
because
it was like
every time I pick up my phone,
it's freakish, because you know,
even iPhone has one for screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the notifications every Sunday and I'll let you know like how many hours,
how many times,
and I was down like 35% this week. And
I love it when I'm down.
Right. When I'm down, I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you know what? Mine are just tied to like, mine was like, you're down 60%. And I was like, oh, I had a busy ass week.
Right.
Like mine is also just like tied. Like I got home one day and was like, Instagram, I was just literally scrolling for like
just
35 minutes.
I was
so happy to just be on it, because I had not been on it. And then I was like, maybe I am addicted, but I was just like, I just want to scroll and have mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, I also
you
look at it like
need
that.
That.
It's literally mindless entertainment. Because
I also have the most busiest mind ever. You do too, T.
A bunch
like,
of, yeah,
like,
25
just like,
tabs.
Just at
Where's
all
Where's the music coming from? Like,
literally.
It's just always something. So I was like, nah, I love it. I know, because I even saw, I guess, what's his name? Lil Duval, again, problematic as funk. And he was like, if you keep your relationship out of social media, like, those are the ones that last the longest. And it's like, no, somebody's going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. I think the only good thing is if you break up with your nigga, you don't got to delete shit off your page. But other than that, like, it doesn't matter. Like, someone is going to do what they're going to do regardless. So,
Yeah.
I agree.
I think the opposite side to you not posting them is, to your point, T, like deleting posts, or like if you break up, having to tell somebody kind of thing.
Yeah, people will know a little bit quicker, but it's
right.
like, it's...
It, yeah, it doesn't.
Look, coming from someone that don't post shit, but I do... I digress.
Right.
Like, what works for me and mine works for me and mine.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like, all them fucking rules and regulations, it's like, just...
Do what works.
Yeah, literally.
Right. Because we're like two ends of a spectrum where I post my man all the time kind of thing, and you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It don't make a difference.
It really doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. Like,
But it's not like that annoying ass, like...
Right.
outward expression of like love, because it's just really like life. It's not
right. Yeah, what y'all
yeah
are
like, it's like what's happening today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was it? April, now y'all know me and the Love and Hip Hop shit. April and Fizz, right?
My lord.
So then I saw them. That is a couple that does not need to be posted on. So I just said, what
so
works
nasty
for you and yours is fine. And now I'm like, y'all don't need to post
that
shit.
Don't need to be them and them.
That don't need to, like.
That
what?
Post of him like shaking her ass. It was
wait,
just
what?
Like, come on.
Yeah. All I saw was them hugged
and
up.
No, it was like the Shade Room poster. That's the only, because I don't follow either one of their asses. But
no,
I
one
like
does.
Literally, oh, right.
Right.
No
but
one
we
does.
All
I'm
know.
Sure those app, I'm sure those, yeah, no one can.
No
possibly.
One follows
anyway.
Them, yeah.
So I just opened up the app, and that was like the first thing on there. And I was just like, ugh. And I had to close the app after that. I was like, this is why I need to put the damn phone down.
Then even that whole, like, I might even saw this episode of them, I guess, like lying and saying they weren't together.
Yeah. That was
then,
like the first half of the whole season. And y'all know
yeah.
I watched.
Right.
That's, so now they're like,
I mean, same
out.
Now too.
Right.
Not by choice.
Welcome to, and it's so yeah. terrible.
I always just ask questions. I'm like, so the nigga with the dreads that looked like Future that was dancing in front of the house that was cheating on the baby mama
yeah,
and then left
A1.
The house. Yeah, mm-hmm. A1. And then I kept calling him Steak Sauce. And I'm like, so why is
he called
him
Steak Sauce? Oh,
A1. Yeah, and I'm like, so Steak Sauce then had a baby, but the mama involved, but the mama.
Oh,
like,
his mama.
You cannot watch TV with me, and I don't watch the show. It's just not fun.
Child. Yeah. Both the mamas, Lyrica Senior and Lyrica Junior.
So wait, and
Lyrica Senior,
someone,
I love,
right?
Though.
Didn't you say Lyrica was somebody, right? Or,
but they're
Lyrica,
both singers.
Yeah, they're both singers.
Lyrica's a singer.
Both of them.
Senior and Junior.
Yeah. She named her daughter.
What?
She named Lyrica G named her daughter after her, and both of them are singers.
So wait, how old is the daughter?
A1's age.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I'm so confused.
No,
so
okay.
Lyrica Senior is like 90,
oh,
or she's like 60 years old.
Yeah, like she's like a mother age. Yeah, like
so
50,
she's like
60.
So who is actually on the show? The senior
both
or junior?
Both of them.
What?
The mother's on there,
I mean,
too.
So the daughter is like the main character, but her mother is a reoccurring
oh.
character. Yes.
And A1's mom, Pam, is on there, too.
She
don't ask me why I know everybody's
Lord.
Name.
A1's mama.
And
I like her, too, but I really just need somebody to give her, like, a new wig. And I really want her to take
like
that lip ring. No, and I really need her to take that goddamn lip ring out.
The mama got
the
a lip
mama.
Ring? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all, I have to
yes,
look up Lyrica.
She's like 50-something. Who knows?
I low-key wish that sometimes I can't do that no more. Like, not when I say that, not even no more. Like, sometimes I wish I could be, like, a slightly young mother. Like, I'm going to be 90 walking into my child's, like,
you're still
gonna high
be,
school.
You're still going to be fly as hell.
Right.
I'm like, I'm probably still going to have a nose ring, and that's it. Like, well, I guess that is... Damn it,
I'm definitely going to be that.
Yeah.
This is the mama.
I'm
oh
not
my
a spring
God.
Chicken, but I'm definitely going to be that.
Wait.
For sure.
The senior has on a body glitter bodysuit. Good night. Oh,
oh yeah.
No.
She be sick. She got a new video out and everything.
So how
Yo,
did they
she
find them?
She actually
though.
Sings really good, by the way.
But how did they like find them? Who is Lyrica Jr.?
A1 is
a-
like Chris
A1.
Brown's producer. Like, he produces a whole bunch of hot stuff.
Oh, so yeah. Steak Sauce is a producer.
Yeah,
thought
he's
he was
a
rapper.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
You would think, because he was on tour. And I was like, what
yeah.
are you touring
for? Oh, well, wait a minute. I just found out that Hitmaker was Young Berg. Also didn't know that.
Yes, girl.
A reinvention.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not know.
Which I think worked in his favor for people
for
not
sure.
knowing.
I did not
right,
know.
Right, it did.
But now it's coming to light. And he has so many undeniable fucking
right.
records that you're just like, aye, nigga, I gotta fuck with you.
I did not
yeah.
know. Like, mm-hmm. I had no fucking clue. Yeah. I was
that
like,
nigga.
On,
that nigga got 9 lives too. Him and Tyga.
Him. Tyga
the same nigga.
Tyga has the perfect name. Like, Tyga's legit. That nigga got 12.
He got a new single came out this
week.
Mamacita. I mean. And I think, is it Camila Cabello?
Yes, Mamacita actually not that bad. I was listening
to
it. I thought it was Loco Part 2,
though. play when I see Tyga in a fucking song, dog.
Go,
I,
go.
Really? I intentionally hit play. My shit.
It's the same. That's the same rappers on the song. YG on Loco too.
But I love YG on it. Hey, mom, because I love the way like
you
YG,
singing Loco
like,
or
hey,
Mama Cita.
Hey, Mama Cita. A. I love that because I actually really like that YG album. I'm in the dark going crazy.
Oh my god.
Enough. Okay.
All right, Kalani.
Okay. Oh, I love them.
I do too. I'm here for it.
I actually love them.
And
I never
I
thought
love,
I would
like their open sensuality, but it's not like overt. Yeah. Like the bite of the ear.
Social media. See,
that
it's
shit
so,
was
it's,
sexy as fuck.
But it's so particular. Like yeah. how, and I don't even know it's because we don't really know that much and we don't care about them that it's fine. Yeah. But like. Anybody else would be like, I don't want to see that. But I'd be like, oh my God, they're so cute. No, and again, I don't follow either A, S, Z.
Me neither. You wouldn't expect.
That's why I said, I think so you uh-huh. see it and you're kind of like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah, I wouldn't have yeah. ever expected.
It's like Quavo and Saweetie. Yeah, we seen that coming a million miles. Like
I do like both of them.
I saw it.
And I
but
follow
I,
both
but
of
I
them.
Do love them. And I do follow both of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I was like, I
but I saw it. Like, I was like, oh yeah, this fucking makes sense. Like, absolutely.
Well, I think I didn't see it, but I was like, it makes sense. Like, and I also love, like, first of all, the fact that I think it was like Summer Jam and he bought her out to do My Type. And that's when
yes.
My Type was like nothing. Like
yes.
My Type was a struggle city. And
yes.
like
and then
still
she
bring
just,
her out.
Yeah,
and
she
I
got
like,
momentum.
Because even there's a picture
he
now.
He know the whole choreography. So he be going
can't.
Up for his sis.
I can't. I think it was like them. They were together and she was like looking at him. I was like, oh, they're so cute. I just love them.
That's super cute. That little post that she did where she got fucked up at the party and he had to like drag her out.
I can't. I didn't even see that.
It was so cute.
I have no service also, so I can't look up anything else.
This is she posted this a couple days ago. Anyway,
oh.
Shout out to Quavo and Saweetie. Remember when I used to like start off my Amber Dashian game with him? He
you
had
did.
Like a nice
yes,
little ride.
Yes, he did. You really did.
With him being my
he
first.
Is cute. You just can't understand
a nice
goddamn
mouth.
Thing that he's saying.
He has a
yeah.
nice mouth.
Yeah,
he money make him cute.
He
was not.
No more,
he would not be but. Cute. He does have a nice mouth. Yeah. Yeah. But I, right, and I don't even like look. The fact that you got to just find something like he has great nail beds. I mean, like they're amazing.
He's not ugly. But,
he's not ugly, but he's not like he's.
But
like,
I also didn't pay him any mind until after Bad and Bougie.
Really?
Again, right? Because yeah. this like status, power, money changes right. everything. I definitely didn't.
Was you paying him any
right,
mind?
And I was
you
just,
are handsome and wealthy. Let's be real.
And I just turned around. I was like, gee, like the first like Migos. I'm not
really.
I don't even
you knew
know.
Quavo was doing handsome and wealthy.
Okay.
No. Versace.
That was my shit. Cousin, nigga.
Hurst. Professor.
I can't. Yeah, I definitely wasn't.
Wow.
I know. That is different niggas. I mean, like, shit, wow. Cardi B made Offset look like, kind of, like, and he looks like Predator. And she made him look,
yeah.
like, acceptable. Like,
yeah. She made him a bad bitch. Because then you started looking like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you'd be like, I get it. Okay. This is, oh my God. Well, I was having an argument last week. Remember that whole Twitter thing about like who makes sexier music, Ciara, Beyonce, or Rihanna?
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw a lot of Ciaras.
Yes, actually, it's wrong. It's not. Ciara makes sexy songs. She does
yeah,
not make music that you have sex to.
Right, Rihanna.
No, Beyonce.
Beyonce's not even in this conversation.
Yeah, y'all. Oh my God. So we about to do this all over again. I gotta take off my
Come
jacket
on.
Again.
Take off your jacket. I'm
okay.
Off mine.
First of all,
I've never
Beyonce
had sex to Beyonce
alone. The Beyonce album alone, like all of those
what,
songs.
You
want
to go to Rocket?
Yes, that is
oh.
a sex song.
Oh, yeah, Rocket.
That's all you got.
No, damn. Speechless.
Come on.
I never had sex
Hold
with
on,
Speechless
please.
Though.
You don't got no service. So what you about to look up?
I still say Rihanna, but Rocket was
no, but
the
what
best.
Songs, but hold on. But then, because to me, Rihanna is the third one.
Yeah,
Skin is like
it.
The only the two songs.
I also didn't say Rihanna.
I say Rihanna.
Because we were having a full-on argument. Like I said, Rihanna and Ciara make very sexy songs.
Ciara
and they are
the
very
stage.
Sexy.
So wait,
D-U-R.
Who is having sex
say
with Ciara to
the
stage?
Again.
D-U-R.
Say the question again.
Who makes the best sex music? Set like music that you are actively having sex to.
Okay.
Like, it ain't, what I'm like, I'm not listening to Ciara, like, my goodies. Like again,
no,
D.Y. is a sex
said
song.
They was having sex or crazy in love either. So, what you saying?
Right, which is the equivalent.
So what you saying?
Like, I wouldn't have sex to Ride It either, but
because Ride is a sexy party, song. Ride is a sexy song. Body Party is a sexy song. But
no,
I can see Body Party.
I could fuck to Body Party though.
I just suck my teeth so hard. Like,
are you having sex to music?
Yes. That was a disconnect. I realize a lot of people don't have sex to music. I do.
That's cute.
Like, but it's all not the time.
Not all the time, but pretty frequently. Yeah, like, yeah.
You'll put it on.
I love music. I don't like
no, but I miss having sex to music. My life sucks. I was like, no, because I literally like went in a black hole of like, damn, when was the last time you really had sex to some music, sis? And that might have been years ago. And
really?
I'm like, damn, I'm slipping because I used to do that.
I do. To the point.
Oh, come on.
Like, the mood is set.
What's next? That is a sexy song. Like that is that. Look, why I'm still looking up my Beyonce songs to prove it.
But
I'm
also not Rocket. Yeah.
I'm not having sex to either. None of them. To be honest.
So what you put on? You know what? Now I'm thinking. I still have yet. I've got to like do a deep dive because now that I think about it, I haven't listened to sex songs in a very long time. So I know that in my Spotify sex song playlist, there's still some R. Kelly in there. So I can't even. I'm gonna have to go in and remove.
Ignition kept coming on mine, and I kept like I was literally at work and it was so loud. I was like, oh my god, who has this on a playlist still? Ignition just would not go anywhere. It's not even a particular playlist. It might just be like an artist radio.
Yeah.
Like, so you just put on black artist radio.
And then it could just come
on. Although one time we were listening to PJ Morton and a gospel song came on. I was like, all right, this is what, okay. the radio is fucking up now. Some fucking Kanye slip on in there. Like, I don't have time for shit like that.
That's funny.
Uh-oh.
Right, because you start thinking about the music that's playing.
Right. Then I was like, I don't think about it. It's just background
noise. I shouldn't be paying
attention
to it, but I do hear gospel.
I literally just heard like a choir, and I was like, is that a gospel? Okay, you gotta flip that. Wait a minute. We gotta stop for a second. You gotta flip that song. I'm not listening to gospel. Like, sorry. Switching gears completely. What is this always shit of like removing the gender signs from.
From tampons?
Periods. Yeah. I said periods.
Yeah. From tampons and
from periods. Yeah. From pads and first the fuck off. I'm all for inclusion.
Okay.
I know I don't seem like it. But I am all here for inclusion. But like only women get periods. Like it's not if you feel like a woman, you automatically get a period. Like I feel like a man sometimes. That doesn't mean I have a dick. Like problematic as fuck. I'm just saying that like there are certain emotions that we are not that neither sex is going to experience.
Mm-hmm.
A period being one of them. Also, I don't really give a fuck because I've never noticed it because it's something fine.
So I think in this case it was more so in reference to be sensible or sensitive to trans men. So there are.
But
I know,
do they get periods?
Yeah, because it's a woman who's transitioning to a man. She may not have had the sex change, or may not want to have an operation. She may still be okay with it.
Oh, girl, I think about it like that. Take that thing off then.
But you know what? But you bring it. No, but you bring up a good point.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone, I shouldn't say anyone, but there are people who did not think like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you,
me.
You thought. A man transitioning to a woman.
Yes. Right.
You didn't think about the woman transitioning to a man who does not want to be called a woman.
Right. Correct. Which is very, very, a very, very valuable point, which I think is missed heavy in what we see with like a lot of LGBTQIA+
we
content.
To have someone
we
up
don't
here.
See any trans men. We really only hear the story of the trans woman.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so we passed that, and then to your initial point, T, there was like somebody saying on Twitter, like she had a tweet that said, "We're watching the erasure of the woman." Or of the female body or something. Hold on, let me pull it up. Oh, no. The erasure of biological women is happening before our eyes. And that was this girl's, comment to that always stance.
And I think everything I saw, and this is crazy that like what you read does formulate your opinions unless you really deep dive and go. Because everything I saw was essentially in that vein.
Yeah.
And said that, where like I didn't. Like I just went on a whole tangent and was like, oh girl, take that little sign off. Like,
so it does seem a bit one-sided, you know? So I would personally like just for the full rounded like conversation to hear and see more trans men come out and talk about their story. But I actually listened to an amazing show. It was Horrible Decisions with Hope Giselle, I think is her name. And then Tahoe, a friend of the show. And they were having a conversation about her being a trans woman. And she said that trans men don't have and experience the same problems as trans women. So essentially theirs is easier. And I never thought about that either. Obviously I wouldn't really like know or to be even thinking in that point of view, but she went further and said, as far as acceptance, but because women are, our ability to be able to experience sexual orientation with freedom, me and T could have a full on like sexual affair and we could still say like, no, but I'm straight.
Right.
And that could be the case. And people be like, all right, cool. And nor would they care that we had a sexual experience. So because that is like the double standard for women, it does not translate into trans men. Wow. So that's why we don't really see their story because, you know, I don't want to say that there isn't one, because they say that they still have their own issues and in their own fight. But what Hope was explaining was that it's not as deep as hers. Right. So
I think, but what you were even saying about that double standard of like women being able to explore that whole tank thing when they were on, Lip service. And I actually did like, if you just see the same thing that how I started off and was like, and didn't really like listen or really do like a deep dive on it, you base these opinions super quickly. So I did listen to, I think he just said like, if a man tries it twice, like I think he's like, he just likes it. What did he say exactly? I think it was just like, he just tried it, but he also, so I listened to it. He was not speaking from himself.
No.
It was also just like, cause they are trying to make Tank just to be a whole bisexual man.
Dragging him.
They were, I was like, I listened to it. He was just, a question was asked.
Right.
And he said like, you try it once and then you try it again. And they literally would go, what's the number? And it's like, well, three times. Like, after three times, like, you more than probably curious after three times. Like, you may or may not be or whatever. But I was like, why are they making this damn man gay? Right. All he said was just like,
but
if
I guess,
for you, you liked it, you tried it, you want to try it again.
What's your thoughts on a cis straight male having oral sex with a man once to try it?
What do I think about it? I think that it's interesting.
Do you want to be safe?
I do want to be safe because I recognize the error in a conditioned thought. Like the conditioned thought being that men aren't allowed to have liberty to explore whatever desires that they feel they may like, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas we have that. And that is that one double standard that we have in our constant fight of equality.
Right.
But I don't think just at a very like basis sense that that's fair for him to just not have that. Now, would that be a man that I would want him to tell me about? Like if I'm dating someone, would I be still open to dating him after he expressed this to me? I don't know. I'd have to cross that bridge.
Yeah, because this happened on Insecure.
Yeah.
Right, with Molly.
With Molly.
Yeah.
And, like,
and she couldn't get past it or whatever.
And I mean, as a gay man, I had sex with a woman before. I don't make me bisexual.
No.
I tried it. I didn't like it.
But I think, but you also made a decision on, and then that speaks more to like being confined and living in boxes. But you tried it. You made a clear decision. I don't like
it.
You identify, and correct me if I'm wrong, as a gay man. So this other person. I'm trying to be safe, nigga.
Oh, you know me.
Listen, I'm trying to be safe. It's also what you identify as.
Right.
That man that has had oral sex or tried it, we don't know what you identify as.
So
it'd be completely different because you are. I also think a bigger part of it is race. White men, on Succession,
you're so
they
right.
make so many references or just shows or just different things in general. Mm-hmm. I at one point, and it was last week, I was watching something else and I was like, damn, white men can really be like fluid and experiment and try all these different things. Right. Like, oh, it was that one time in college. And the girl was just like, oh, okay, cool.
And
it's fine.
It alone,
and
right.
it's completely fine.
Wow, I
but
didn't
for
even
black
think
men,
about that, but that's so true.
Yeah,
it's
but
literally...
for black men, it's you're like, oh, you gay nigga. Like, oh, you lick the dick. Like, it's like... It's completely different. Where they black men
that
also
was,
just don't
be
have
your reaction.
That. Like, okay, you tried it. You tried it. I just don't. Yeah, like you said, I would have to cross that bridge. That has never happened to me. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
That's never happened.
It's very.
To me
it's
either.
Very. Also very easy.
But
to
I
say
do
stuff.
Think that there is someone. There is someone that I've slept with in the past that I think
same.
Now knowing it's
yeah.
like.
Oh. Yeah, same. Hmm. Oh, I think we probably all you know, had those. Like,
and that's
like,
fine.
Like, you probably fuck with some niggas. I yeah. don't know. But they can't come forward with that and say that.
Right.
Yeah. Because it doesn't lend to that. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, no. Like, you. And again, I think it's also difficult if you're with someone, let's say you've been together for 3 years or some shit, and he's like, oh, that I had a time in college. Like, I don't know if it's like worth it to. It's like, well, you're with me now. We've been together for 3 years. I don't right. think it's so easy to just be like, no,
right.
it's over because you
right.
you know
right.
mess with the man.
Right.
One
Which
time.
Is why
I
said I'm gonna have to cross that bridge when I get to it. Because right. who knows right. at what point that they're going to be able to reveal this
right.
to you?
Right. It, you or know. If they ever do.
Right.
right.
Facts.
You yeah. know. But that's why I was like, and it does. I think it sucks that men can't have you know the same like. Sexual or some men can't have the same sexual freedom. I think it's also just you have to find the right one. Like different people, yeah. and they say that shit. Like different people bring different things out of you, or different people are willing to accept different things. Like we have a like a friend that like remember I was so confused. You were trying to explain it. I was like, yeah. he got kids, but he gay, but he engaged to the girlfriend or something like that.
Right, he's bisexual.
But yeah, so
but he
whoops, sorry.
Right, he identifies as bisexual, but he lives his life as a gay male. I would imagine. I say.
Yeah. Right, and it's just like, it's the same thing, like, there are men that have children.
And
like,
that's
so it's,
really
it's
what
new.
You don't hear. That's right. really, yeah.
right.
like...
And she knew.
Right.
And
well
she
aware.
Knew, so there was no yeah. there was no secrecy and yeah. all of that. Like, she knew. So that's why I said it's also
Actually,
about finding the person.
The dude on Love & Hip Hop LA. What's
Steak
his name?
Steak sauce, like...
No, the other...
Marinara.
Although, yeah, he strikes me as that, too.
Oh, for
Zale.
Sure.
Zale, the one who always be with, what you call it?
He trying to get that storyline with him being bisexual.
Yes. I'm like, no, sir, nah. you're gay. it's
and
okay.
He may be bisexual, Zale, if you listen.
Right, and that's not fair for us to...
I ain't going to say what you is or what you identify as, but I didn't believe it at first.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. But what else we going to get into? Politics Child. As usual?
Well, just we just want to. We're not going to do politics as usual, but the full breakdown. But just
wow, they condensed me, you guys.
Yeah, we are. I think we just wanted to say, you know, Elijah. Especially, I think you know the Elijah Cummings thing hit also just a little bit harder because, like, I went the last time I went to church, I saw him there, and I remember thinking, I was like, damn, his health is not amazing. Like, he just does not. He didn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and my sister
he was confined
like went,
to a wheelchair for a while. Now.
Yeah, he had a walker. When I saw him, he had a walker, and even my sister was like, she goes to a lot of different events in Baltimore, and was like, you know, every single solitary time that she sees him speak, it's like inspirational. She like started some project. We keep calling it the Queen Center Project. What is that? But she started some project, you know, just literally like based off of him and his story and everything that he's done. Like he still lived in Baltimore. Like he never moved out. Like. Right. I you know, I think it definitely like shook the city. Because she was even saying like she went to the funeral and like I mean it was like literally like a whole huge procession.
Wow.
So R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P.
If there's any like top line, Daryl wanna do politics so bad.
No, it's all good. I think to share the sentiments, like growing up in Baltimore, Elijah Cummings was a name you always heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like just like his history, like, you know, he's the son of sharecroppers, grew up in Baltimore, like, and even like the current history with like he was leading the impeachment proceedings. Him and Nancy Pelosi.
He was on his like deathbed,
still signing stuff, working. You know, his parents were pastors, and you could always hear that rigor when he talked, and it was just like he would be very like passionate about the things that he said, and like you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching him in like the last, I'd say, year as we've gone into this whole impeachment stuff. I was rallying. And so it kind of, it came as a shock as well. Cause I, you know, he is older, but you just think people are going to live forever.
You do. Yeah,
you do. And so you kind of take that for granted, but I'm sure his work will live on.
I did read something that I was like, it's just begun. I can't remember what I was reading about how, like, we have all these lessons from him, but now it's literally like, it's just begun. And now is the time to really do the work.
Right. Yeah. So right. Agreed.
We shall see.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's so sad.
Yeah. It is.
I was about to be like, I hate death. But that just sounds like really like insensitive, but I didn't mean it insensitively.
No.
No one likes it.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah, no, it's also an obvious statement.
No one likes it.
We're in solidarity here.
Well, we're done now because I don't know where else to go.
What's the quote, T?
Yeah. So affirm. I am blessed now. I am great now. I am successful now. I am complete now. I am filled with love now. It's all happening in this moment. I claim all this to be true for me today. I transcend into possibilities. I am lifted being higher. I am being lifted higher into new thoughts and opportunities.
Claiming it.
Claim it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claiming.
Wow. Praying for increase.
Always praying for increase. When them things would be like, these can't be the same bills my mama paid. Like, I'd be feeling, I'm like, it can't be.
No. Well, they aren't, actually.
Right. Literally.
They're not.
The way the economy is set up, it's
we
not.
Pay for so many different things now. Like, when I was thinking about...
We pay for a lot of luxuries, too. Yeah.
Like, all those streaming packages along with cable and a cell phone bill, not the same bills my parents was paying for.
Oh, yeah. Who has cable? Yeah, I'd be like, cable?
Well, now they have this package that you can pick 10
channels. Well, but even internet...
Internet is so expensive. Internet is $75 by itself.
$70.
By itself.
And it don't work.
Literally, I was like, I have to increase the speed of my internet today.
And
it
then
does
I
call, not work.
I called to increase the speed. Do you want to know what they told me? You have the highest one. The next one is a small business. I was like,
what? Oh, my God. What kind of devices y'all got hooked up to y'all internet?
Time Warner has the monopoly on Manhattan.
Wow. Yeah. Ain't nothing else.
We got Optimum or Cablevision, whatever.
Ain't nothing
I cannot wait to get files. Ugh.
I know, files
but it's
so
not in
too.
My building.
I can't wait. Anywho. we choose to live here. That's what I always say. We choose to live here. All right. Bye.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut. She's a hoe. She's this. She's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.